So the first Raw under the Paul Heyman regime started last night in New York City, in Uniondale, I think it was New York. The show started off with Heyman coming out with his boy, Brock Lesnar, basically saying that anybody in the ring against Brock is Brock's bitch. So then he said that they were going to have they were going to have a 10-man battle royal featuring people from Raw and SmackDown, and whoever wins the battle royal will wrestle Brock at SummerSlam. Cesaro, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and a few other people, and that would be the main event. Before that, it was rumored that Finn Balor had asked for a couple of months off, so of course they're not going to legitimately tell you that. What they did do was they gave you a reason on television last night, after Finn Balor lost to Samoa Joe, why you won't be seeing him for a while. And the way they did this was, the Felon finally made his appearance. Finn's in the ring, celebrating even though he lost, and all of a sudden the lights go down, and you see Bray Wyatt using the, his new mask, basically give Finn Balor a Sister Abigail, and that's the excuse they're going to give you why you don't see Finn Balor on television for a while. Now, the weirdest thing is, when Bray Wyatt appeared last night, the crowd popped. Finally, they saw him. I would assume when Balor comes back, you could be seeing Balor as the Demon taking on Bray Wyatt's alter ego. The funny thing is, are they going to do this where when Bray Wyatt's not wearing the mask, he's normal? When he is wearing the mask, he's not normal. Kind of like Abyss, you know, his brother, you know. So then we had a fatal four-way match for a shot at Becky Lynch's title at SummerSlam, which happens to take place in Toronto. Alexa Bliss, who lost on Sunday, was one of the women. Carmella, Naomi, or a couple of the other women. Becky Lynch comes down to watch at ringside. The crowd really got on Alexa Bliss. It turned out to be Natalya winning the match. So this sets up Natalya getting a title shot at Becky Lynch in Toronto at SummerSlam. Now, basically, Natalya basically said, you know, I'm going to kick your ass, you know, bitch. The one thing they have to build this up until SummerSlam, and I don't know if they're going to use something or not, but if you remember, storyline-wise, who is Natalya's best friend? Who is Natalya's best friend? Ronda Rousey. So, could this be a way of possibly inviting or bringing Ronda Rousey back into this? Because Becky can say, you know, well, I did beat Ronda. You know, so I don't know if they're going to bring up Ronda's relationship with Natalya or not. But since they like to bring up the fact that Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins are supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm telling you right now, Natalya is best friends with Ronda Rousey. It was interesting how at Extreme Rules, Becky Lynch took Baron Corbin's finishing move, the End of Days. The next night on Raw, when she comes out and sits at ringside in a chair, they're acting like she took a move from a man and she's back. You know, first of all, the End of Days has never hurt anybody. Now, you know, she's a woman, but she took the End of Days, you know. So also we had, it was the club taking on Lucha House Party. To give you a reason they went to commercial, Ricochet comes out and goes after AJ Styles. Something you would not normally see Ricochet do. The funny thing is, Paul Heyman is very high on Ricochet. It was the Uso brothers, the Usos and Ricochet, taking on Bobby Roode, ravishing Bobby Roode, wink wink, and the Revival. The Revival, I think, won that one. All back and forth. You had Cedric Alexander coming back and actually beating Drew McIntyre last night. And the shocking thing is, there was no sign of the so-called best sucker in the world. Shane McMahon did not show up at all on Monday Night Raw. So, you know, and neither, for that matter, neither did Elias. So, we have the main event. You have Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns in the ring. Both want to get the title shots against Brock Lesnar. So it turns out that Braun Strowman, Big E was in the 10-man battle royal too, and he basically gave the big ending to Braun Strowman. It looks like Big E is rehearsing that he actually could do a singles run without Xavier or Kofi. And it was shocking that Kofi was not even on the show last night. Shockingly. So then, Braun Strowman was going to get attacked by Seth Rollins. Braun moves, and Rollins ends up dropping Roman, which to me was funny. So it turns out that Seth Rollins wins the Battle Royal to face Brock at SummerSlam. Brock comes out with a chair. So this basically sets up the rematch for them at SummerSlam. So you have two matches. Actually, you have three matches now. Two matches, anyway, set up for SummerSlam. That was Raw under the Paul Heyman regime. Tonight, he's back. Tonight is the first SmackDown under Eric Bischoff. Now, also, when you sign a 5-year deal with WWE, I can understand possibly why they are making Mike Kanellis look like an ass. The other thing. Supposedly Dolph Ziggler, who lost last night at Extreme Rules, I don't even know if he was even there, he asked for time on Miz TV. Miz comes out, Dolph Ziggler basically takes shots at Miz, no problem with that. All of a sudden, when Dolph takes a shot at Miz's wife Maryse, Miz goes after him. You want an angle that could work? You want an angle that could be interesting? You already have one angle where the girl is pregnant. And we know, supposedly, that Mike Kanellis is the baby's father. Why not revisit the Eddie Guerrero Rey Mysterio angle, where you said that Rey's son, Dominic, was really Eddie Guerrero's son? What I'm saying is, why not have Dolph Ziggler do the same thing with Maryse that Ric Flair did when they were setting up the Ric Flair Randy Savage feud? and having pictures of Maurice with Dolph Ziggler, although they might be photoshopped. You know, have pictures of Dolph, you know, Maurice, like, feeding Dolph Ziggler, you know, like chocolate-covered cherries or something like that. That could work. You know, you tried it with Randy and Liz, and there's proof of that. So Maria Kanellis comes out. She's supposed to be pregnant again. She wants to take on Zack Ryder in the match because she said she's more man than Mike is. Well, when Mike comes out, he loses to Zack Ryder in Zack Ryder's hometown. Okay, then, of course, Maria goes off on Mike again and walks away. Okay? So tonight we have SmackDown under the Eric Bischoff regime. Now, Heyman came out with Brock Lesnar. And Heyman did say, for those of you that didn't know, I got some stroke around here. Does that mean we might be seeing Eric Bischoff come out and say the same thing? I don't know if they would let Bischoff come out and say the same thing, because they would have to give you a reason why Bischoff is coming out on television. The reason Heyman came out, logically, is he always comes out with Brock Lesnar. There is the logical excuse why we saw Heyman. There's no logical excuse why Bischoff would come out, because Bischoff ain't the advocate for anybody. He's not managing anybody. Will they think of a reason for him to come out? They might. They might think of a reason why Bischoff could come out on TV tonight. Now it's funny. There are no three-guy groups on Monday Night Raw anymore, because when WWE could have set up the Club versus the Shield, they fucked it up. They never did it. Well, the Shield is no longer a team anymore, and I don't know where Dean Ambrose went. I heard he went to an elite golf club. So what three-guy group could the Club actually face at Survivor Series? Maybe you could have the Club taking on an Undisputed Era, but then that's four guys. The Club's only three. So you want to do it the right way, you'd have the Club reintroducing one of the original members of the Club, the original leader of the Club, who happens to be Finn Balor. Oh, and one more thing I forgot to mention before. Next week, when Monday Night Raw is in Tampa, Florida, they're calling it Raw Reunion. In other words, this might be the one night when they're off script. They're bringing back a lot of the old-time favorites. The Godfather, Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, anybody you can think of, supposedly even including Eric Bischoff, will be seen in front of the camera. So, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, I don't know whether this means they're not going to be doing any of the storylines, or it's going to be 3 hours of nostalgia from Tampa, Florida, next week, where a lot of them actually live. Hogan lives in Florida. So, you know, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, The Godfather, Kevin Nash, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, mostly anybody you can think of, will be on the show next week when they do Raw Reunion. It's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight on SmackDown. The first one with Eric Bischoff supposedly in charge.